Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Yeah. Just finishing up Tuesday's show as we, if you're new to the podcast, so we literally just finished Tuesday's show and then I just turned the mics up after we go off the air and then we talk for a bit about today's show. I got a couple stories I didn't get to. I always like to look at this one. It's weird to me. We got to stop with the breastfeeding in any way is not okay. In any way.
Okay.
People get upset about breastfeeding in public places.
Right.
Just
get over it.
Get all of it. Yeah. Get over it.
Baby got to eat.
Yeah. Baby got to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mama got to feed.
When these stories come out, and again, this one's for breastfeeding in a church. But again, would you get mad if someone were eating baby food in a church?
Yeah. And you think God's going to get mad that the baby's eating?
It's a human body. It's a baby eating. All of the public breastfeeding stuff's nutty to me.
Yep. I'm with you.
A Michigan woman says she was shamed by a pastor for breastfeeding in church.
Oh, how horrible.
Says the incident occurred 2 months ago when she was nursing her child. She was accused of immodesty and inspiring lustfulness. That's the thing. People have turned breastfeeding into something sexual. I can't believe this is still a story where people come out and go, you shouldn't breastfeed there. It's not like you're changing a baby's diaper at a table. I've heard those stories. That's wrong.
People
that's
do that.
Weird.
Yeah, that's gross. Different.
That's gross.
Okay, guys.
That's gross. What?
Maybe got to change the diaper.
No, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, go to the bathroom and change the diaper.
Yeah,
you don't have to feed the kid in the bathroom.
No. Don't defend them.
Not in the middle of the service.
No, on the table.
Okay.
According to a new scientific study, wearing boxers is better than briefs for guys looking to have strong sperm counts. Researchers found that briefs and other tight-fitting underwear end up, what happens is they raise the temperature of a groin, it lowers sperm counts. Experts say it's best to sleep naked.
Bones, you got to worry about this stuff.
What stuff?
Because you don't have kids, so you got to save that sperm count.
No.
So, what's
but
that?
Guys can have it way longer.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Richard Gere.
We can have the, and we talk about Richard Gere later, so I don't want to get on that now, but we can have babies a lot longer.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all can. My friend told me she hit premenopause at 37. I'm 37. I need to go to the doctor. Because I told her my hormones were raging. Like, I was a crazy person at one point over vacation, which doesn't make sense because I was supposed to be relaxed and chill and vacay. But I couldn't control it. I in my mind, I was like, Amy, calm down. This is not, like, you need to calm down. And it was my hormones. Started my period like the next day. It all made sense once I started.
But what does that have to do with pre-menopause? Menopause.
Boo, because your hormones really start to shift and things can get really wacky and cause it to just magnify and be worse. So I was like, man, I need to go get my levels tested and see what's happening.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I need to. Yes. Yep. I'm kind of scared to find out, but I guess it really doesn't matter. And then my husband and I were like, are we going to have more kids? My daughter wants like a daughter, a sister, and
she
a brother.
She wants a dog too. Let's start there.
I know.
They want a dog first.
A lot easier and cheaper.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. I know. But it's just conversations we have as a family. I love that they want to talk about it. She's like, I would love a sister and a brother. Another one.
Well, she just got a new brother 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But I'm like, okay, well.
Let me have a talk with her.
Do you know what real talk is though?
Excuse me?
What's that?
You want to have a real piece of talk real quick?
Okay, I'm into it. Go ahead.
But then I was like, wait, should I say this?
Go ahead. Is it about me?
No, okay. It's about more kids.
Yeah.
So my daughter's mom, biological mom,
mother, yeah.
Has a baby. My daughter knows about it. So it's her brother, like half brother. They have the same dad. And she thinks that the baby's at the orphanage. So I have to look into that. I don't think so. I think her mom has the baby. So anyway, one thing I have on my things to do this week, which part of me I think is not reaching out to find out, because I feel like if I find out that her brother has been put at the orphanage, I'll feel like...
Then you should go adopt your brother.
Right.
That's
but
on
I don't
your to-do
know that
list?
That's...
Mine's to get new socks. Yours is to...
I know.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Isn't that like...
Yeah, that's...
But I mean, I'm not... The only reason why I have it sitting there and I haven't done it is because I'm sort of scared. Like...
That's fair to be scared about, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a heavy thing to have
Isn't
to make
it... Isn't that weird?
Even just to kind of get your mind into, it's a heavy thing.
Yeah, because I'm like...
I wonder if she'll have guilt later on about she came over to the States and was adopted in her...
Well, he will likely get adopted, but I don't know by who. So that's why I'm like, well, whoa, maybe he should be with us.
Would you go through the 5 years again?
I mean, yeah, I guess I would have to. I actually, I don't know if it would take that long. I don't even know what they would do if we've already adopted from there and we want to go back. It may be a little bit different. I'll navigate those waters once I get there. He may not even be there. So this is a non-conversation. But still at the same time, then I've got to process my daughter knowing that her mom kept that, her brother, and didn't keep her. But it just came at different times, so she would have to understand that. But that would be a lot to take in once you realize that, which she will one day. Anyway, light listening for you guys.
No, I think it's an interesting story. I think it's a thing, too. Like, are you going to have more kids? And if you are you still trying to have kids naturally?
Well, that's what the whole pre-menopause thing that was that's why the conversation isn't me getting tested, because sometimes my husband and I talk about it because we don't do anything to protect it. So, but it still doesn't happen. And sometimes I've thought I was pregnant. I mean, I really have. But I think just I was trying to convince myself that I was pregnant. And, you know, I haven't been. So then it gets to a point where we're just going to get to a point where a baby is not going to be awesome. And sometimes I feel that way. Like if I were to get pregnant right now, I'd be like, okay, God, is this a joke? For real? I wanted to get pregnant for so long. And now is the time, because I just really don't have room for that. But I don't want to reject it or turn it off, like, or I don't, not reject it. Or may, I don't want to shut that door. That's how I should say it. I don't want to shut that door, because is that right of me? But then maybe we should consider, like, Eddie's wife, she got her tubes tied. Or Eddie, did you get?
No. She got her tubes tied because she was having a C-section, so like, it was easy.
My sister's husband got fixed. What is that called?
It's a
vasectomy. Yes, he got a vasectomy. So then I guess they were talking about it and we were on vacation and my husband's like, so should I get a vasectomy? And I'm like, no.
Wait, so he's the one offering. Well, no, that's a twist.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, I was thinking yesterday.
It was sort of both of our conversations. And I was like, well, I don't think I should get my tube side. He's like, well, should I get mine? Because like, really, we both don't know that we could handle a baby right now.
You could, though.
Yeah,
one can handle things until they have to handle things.
True. Yeah. What would you do if I had a baby, though? Whatever.
Yeah. Great. I mean,
you
what, would, what would we do?
You
think we're totally
you
helpless?
You would think I was crazy. No, not because I would be busy, but I feel like I would be crazy. You'd have to deal with me.
Amy,
you'd have to deal with me being pregnant and hormonal and crazy. What would you do?
Go ahead. Finish your statement, Bobby.
No, I'm just here for you. That's all I want to say.
Wait, well, I should have interrupted. I think what I was saying got taken wrong. whatever. What are we doing?
Well, we're just talking about life.
Clearly.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Welcome.
I think we'll go ahead and get to today's show.
Okay.
Anything you'd like to say, Amy?
I planned on saying none of that.
That's what happens.
Brought that up?
We're tired at the end of the show, and it's just like all the secrets come spilling out.
I bet if I saw Lunchbox's little teeny tiny baby, I'd want it.
Yeah, probably. Everybody probably wants a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. They're cute.
Are we talking about sperm?
That's what it was. Boxers.
Oh, boxers, briefs, and briefs. Sleeping naked.
Morgan number two just walked in the room. It's just like, what
I'm
is
like,
happening?
How did we even get
What'd
on
you
this?
Hear of all that?
I literally just heard this last part where he said the boxers and...
Sperm.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
So you never know what will come
up. Never know.
Talking, you bring up sperm and then all this stuff comes
That's
out.
Why I duct tape myself really tight every morning. Kill all those sperms.
Oh, well, boy. My husband being a pilot, sometimes...
Really? Yeah.
They say that the radiation you're next to, or when you're flying, or whatever you're exposed to up there all the time.
But what if it's you not having a microwave? What if it's something as simple as that?
Oh, you think if I get a microwave, I'm going to get pregnant?
Here's my scientific theory on anything.
Okay,
if something the same happens all the time and something doesn't change, change up that the same. And you're the same, you could change, you'd be your microwave. Get a microwave, see what happens, see if you get pregnant.
Well, I had a microwave like our first
when you were 12.
Year
were you trying to get pregnant?
Probably the second year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, we lived in an apartment when I was on Clomid because we were moving in between places and it had a microwave.
But you were on birth control, like Clomid or like whatever that is. You're on medicine.
Yeah, Clomid makes your eggs more attractive.
You know, I was thinking.
Clomid is like,
you know, the time
sperm.
We were together where your eggs were the hottest or then?
No, that's when I was the craziest. That's when I got off of it. I would come to work and that's when I'd come to work and y'all say something about my clothes and I would start crying.
Yeah, I'd be like pretty close today.
So is Lunchbox on Clomid?
All the time?
Yeah.
I don't ever
Lunchbox
cry.
Lunchbox was crying because of his baby, Eddie.
I got videos. I got videos to prove it.
Eddie would make fun of Lunchbox so bad that it would make me laugh.
It was the best.
Wait, when?
I didn't hear any of this.
Well, no, he'd make fun of Lunchbox for crying. Anytime
because of his baby?
Yeah, yeah. But he would do an impression of Lunchbox and be like, I'll have the cheeseburger. And just start.
Bones would be like, hey, have you talked to Lunchbox? Oh, man, he said, the baby looks so cute. And he starts crying.
Oh, man, that's terrible, man.
I did not agree with what he was saying.
I mean, it's just because Eddie didn't like his kids when they were born. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay.
Boy, swing and a miss.
Eddie, you admitted to crying, though, when your kids were born.
I did.
Every time?
No, not every time I talked about the baby. He likes baby food.
But you weren't here when your kid was born, so you don't know what it's like. Your first kid,
I wasn't here.
Your first child, you were not a part of this show.
The
emotional part of it, you weren't here. So you've already had one. The second one, I feel like it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, you're right. The second one's just like, let's just get through it. Let's
right.
go.
That's how I was about Stevenson's birthday party.
Huh?
What?
I'm thinking about second kids. I was the second child in my home, but I feel like we just kind of get the, like our parents don't really care.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Stashira's birthday, I was like, and that was only a few months ago. I was like, what up? And everything was so exciting and awesome. And then Stevenson's, I was like, I was calling places last minute. I'm like, ugh, like 5 minutes before, do you have a bouncy house?
Anything works.
Like whatever you got. I don't care. Then I had it at my sister's house. All her friends and their kids came. Like I didn't even do it in Nashville because I just was like, I just don't know if I'm have time for that. So like all these strangers were at his party, but he didn't care.
Yeah.
But I didn't care.
There you go. Well, on to today's show. Good talk,
everyone. Hope
everyone
has a great day.
Good talk.
Lunchbox, I think it's sweet that you cried.
Me too.
Listen, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
He sleeps all day.
Amy might be laughing so hard. Morgan number two, why are you laughing so hard? Both of you two are laughing so hard.
I didn't even know this was a thing until just now.
Morgan number two, why are you laughing so hard? Be honest.
It's just, it's funny to think about because Lunchbox doesn't get emotional about a lot of things.
I guess that's
you're
true.
You're making the space not safe for him. I'm just letting you guys know.
No, you're laughing too.
Bobby, I'm laughing at them hard because they're laughing.
No, a space open. Dude, you're fine. You can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever I want. I'm not worried about Eddie and his hater rating. That's all he does. Just poke at other people.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny, dude.
Eddie
I
took the golden hate bridge to work today.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Really golden
hate.
Hey,
so what's up?
What's up with you?
You guys?
That's great,
no,
man.
No, I have a headache.
All right.
Great.
We'll wrap it.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you. Anything from Lunchbox about his baby?
He sleeps all day.
You already did that
You already
one.
Did that one. Yeah. It's not funny.
It's just like me.
Come up with new material. Come up with new material, right. Dude.
Here we go. Here is Tuesday's show. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Welcome Tuesday Morning Studio.
Morning.
Everybody's here. Everybody's here. Let's go over and talk to TJ in Chicago. Hey, TJ.
Hey, morning, Bobby. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Dude, I just had to call in this morning. I know this is your first morning in Chicagoland. I've been listening to you guys for 5 or 6 years on iHeartRadio and on the podcast, and you guys are going to be a welcome addition to a struggling country scene here in Chicagoland. So I just want to give a huge, huge thanks.
Well, that's cool. So here's what actually has happened. So yesterday, they put us on and they did like Best Of. But today, it's also Best Of too for like 2 weeks. So people actually in Chicago aren't hearing the live show.
Gotcha.
Because they go on and they do Tell Me Something Good. They do big artist interviews because they're kind of breaking people in on our Chicago station into who we are. But how do you do that? We don't even know who we are.
We're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah. So, TJ, you're not quite hearing the live show yet, so you may still have to hop on iHeartRadio or listen to the podcast, but in September, the live show takes over. Does that make sense?
It does, man. But, you guys are going to be a great fit, and I just, again, want to say thanks for everyone who made it happen. You guys are, it's a long time coming for sure.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Hope you have a good morning.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you.
Right, there he is, TJ. Let's go over to Quiet Mike, a.k.a. Mike D, a.k.a. Metamucil Mike. He has some movie reviews from over the weekend we didn't get to yesterday. So how many movies did you see?
I saw two movies.
All right, movie number one?
Christopher Robin.
Oh, the Pinocchio movie.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
What? Oh, Winnie the Pooh. That's not the same person?
No, different.
One's a bear, one's a what?
Puppet.
Okay. So the Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah.
Which I thought looked fantastic as a preview.
It was good, not great.
The movie.
Yeah. I thought it was going to make me more emotional, like from the trailer. But it was okay.
Oh. Oh, man. Okay.
What is Rotten Tomatoes rated? Do we know? Like a fantastic score? No. What do you give it letter grade?
I give it a B.
Does his cousin Teddy Ruxpin show up?
Are they cousins?
No, dude.
Teddy Ruxpin. Hey, I saw the new Teddy Ruxpin at Target. I wanted to buy it.
Rotten Tomatoes has it as a 70%. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. What other movie did you see, Mighty?
I saw a movie called Eighth Grade. It's about a 13-year-old last week.
No, I know what that is. This is the Bo Burnham movie. Who's like the...
He's a comedian.
Yeah, comedian, director. Yeah.
It's supposed
to be, it's supposed to be one of the best movies of the year, right?
It's really good.
Yeah. What's it? But it's about like the... Isn't it about like the perspective of a 13-year-old?
Yeah, so it's her last week in eighth grade and what she goes through.
And it's supposed to relate even to adults because an eighth grader feels... She's very peculiar. It never fits in.
Alienated.
Yeah.
98% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. Yeah, I know all of you judged Mike D when he said that because I saw all your faces.
Absolutely.
You're all like, you're watching a movie at eighth graders, but.
Okay, Mike D. You're not a teenager anymore.
You know who's got your back? Me.
Yeah.
That's right. Never forget that. Never forget that.
I mean, it's rated R.
Oh.
See, that makes it worse.
Mike D.
Everybody relax.
Okay.
Mike D, you good this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Everybody good?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. A sixth firefighter died battling those California wildfires. Other fires are now burning in Montana and Colorado. The one in Colorado started from a lightning strike. In Iowa, police are still searching for that 20-year-old missing college student. They've launched a new website titled Finding Molly. The public can leave tips there. And finally, in weather news, 80s and 90s for most of the country. Tons of rain today in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I wonder if you ever felt this way, Aime. A husband fakes his own death to stop his wife's money requests.
Have I ever felt like faking my own death?
Yeah, you know, marriage probably gets tough sometimes. You make some irrational thoughts.
No, I haven't ever thought about faking my own death. Nope.
One husband found the ultimate excuse, or so he thought, when he tried to fake his own death to stop his wife from asking him for money. Mm. He staged photos of himself laying in bed with his eyes closed and a sheet over his body.
Who took the photos?
The media did report his death.
Oh, really?
But it did not take long for people to realize it was a hoax. People noticed he appeared to be lying in a doubled bed, and the white sheet over his body was a pillow cover. Local media found him alive, and he said the hoax was a ploy to make his wife of 2 years believe he had passed away.
Wow.
He said, my wife would call me every week just to ask me to send more money. I wonder if it's his ex-wife.
Yeah, I was like, why isn't she with him?
Every Saturday, she would call me telling me I had sent her so much, and I needed to send her this much more. So, yeah.
Every Saturday, huh?
That faking your death, man. You got...
I know.
And then who takes the picture and knows?
Yeah.
It's like, Chris, it's not going to work, man.
Come on, man. I'm telling you.
Chris, trust me, dude.
Come on. Just take the picture, man. Give me that pillowcase.
You got to at least disappear.
And give me some options. Take it from higher. No. Let me do it again. Let me lay back down again. Take it again.
It's like a photo.
It's like Instagram. Yeah. No. Do it again.
Add a filter.
Let me see it.
Oh, no. Yeah, is there a death filter? Yeah.
Puppy dog.
Okay. Let's go over to Morgan number two. She's 24 years old. What do 24-year-olds
care about? So you guys may remember Hubba Bubba bubblegum.
Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
I do remember Hubba Bubba.
So there's now an adult version, and it's liquor in the form of gin, and it tastes like Hubba Bubba. It's called Sweet Little Bubba Hubba Bubblegum Gin.
How's that sound to you guys?
Does it get you drunk?
Yeah, good. What's the alcohol content?
Gin.
All right, let's do it.
Well, yeah, but you probably have to chew the whole pack.
So, okay. No, it's gin, right? Not gum.
No, it's gin. It's like an actual liquor.
Oh! We thought it was gum.
I'm so serious. No, it sounded like it was gin gum.
But it's got the bubblegum flavor.
You know how some gum used to have like big red in the middle, like you bite? I thought that's what it was.
Yes.
You bite the gum and there'd be a little bit of rum inside of it.
I often wonder about, because I don't drink. I've never had a drink. So I wonder if I eat candy and there's like liquor inside of it? Does that count?
No.
What? No, or if you? Oh, if you have like?
Yeah, I'm lying, but no.
So it is.
Yes, it would count because you would be able to taste it. And it could.
There's still the alcohol in
your
hand.
What about beer battered onion rings?
That's not a thing because that cooks out the alcohol.
Right.
It does. Yeah. So that when does that go up on the market, Morgan number two?
So it is online right now. It already sold out of the first batch, and now you can get on the waiting list for the next round, and it's only like $27.
There it is. By the way, I saw a picture of you and your boyfriend on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's back?
Not quite, but soon.
He came in for the last weekend from Wisconsin?
No, I went up on our vacation, and I spent time with him and his family.
Is he skinnier? Has he lost some weight?
No.
He's looking pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe it's the beard. Did you notice her boyfriend's looking pretty good?
I did.
I thought he always was super fit.
Oh, I don't know. But maybe it's the beard that makes him look skinnier. Oh. Yeah, tell him I said he's looking pretty cute.
I will tell him.
No, don't do that. Oh, no, don't say that?
No, don't do that.
All right, Morgan, number two. Thank you. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? Yeah. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Richard Gere is a dad again. He's 68 years old.
Whoa!
Wow!
Whoa!
Eddie's clapping. Let's clap. Buddy. Amy's clapping.
All right, Morgan number two. Congrats, dude.
Guess so.
Richard Gere. Excuse me?
I need to hear more.
Wait, what else do you need to hear?
What if that was just it, Abe? Why would you be one? Why is your hater meter on?
Okay, wait. What, you just revealed that he's 68 and having a baby.
Yeah.
So I don't know the age of the baby mama.
Does that matter in your heart? In your heart? Why would that matter in your heart? Isn't it love?
It doesn't. But men, y'all, I mean, you men, you can have babies all your life.
Whoa.
The hater meter.
We can't do anything about that.
How about he found love again?
I know.
That's good.
Richard Gere and his wife, Alejandra.
Cool. Latina. I like it.
They're going to be parents. You guys act like there'd be something weird here with age.
Okay.
ABC reports the couple's expecting their first child.
Mm-hmm.
Gear 68. She's 35.
Oh, that's not as... I was thinking 20s, but okay. That's not as bad. I mean, he's more than... Well, almost. He's almost double.
He's almost double.
Almost double her age. Almost.
How do you feel about 68 and 35, Amy?
Honestly, maybe I'm just getting used to this whole thing, but I in my mind was preparing myself for 29.
I thought, so what?
Okay, I know she would be an adult at 29, able to make her own decisions. Why she would be attracted to a 68-year-old, I don't know. But
what do you mean, why? He's Richard Gere.
Yeah, he's super rich.
That's true. He is Richard Gere. I know. Pretty Woman's one of my favorite movies. I do love me some Richard Gere, but yeah, no, that's fine. I'm sure they have a lot in common. Me personally, someone that's almost 70, I'm probably not going to be attracted.
You're 30.
I'm 37, so I'm even older than her. And I would have trouble dating someone that was like my dad.
68.
Yeah.
So, but imagine Richard Gere lives a younger lifestyle.
I'm sure
better
he
shape
does.
Than a normal 68-year-old.
Yeah.
Also, still making babies.
Yeah. Well, because guys. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Now I'm looking at a photo and it definitely looks like. No.
No.
Okay, this looks like father daughter. But he's. Wow. Why Later in my head house. Did I have him looking
not,
younger?
Not to get off the topic here, but what are you drinking over there? Is that Haterade?
Ooh. Got her. Ooh. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's really good, too.
Well, have a sip,
okay.
And congratulations to Richard Gere.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Morgan number two here. Kenny Chesney broke records at Nashville's Nissan Stadium for his recent show. He brought in over 55,000 fans, breaking the all-time attendance record. Dolly Parton was presented with the first ever Dolly Parton Excellence in Leadership Award at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Lanco has announced their first ever headlining tour. The Hallelujah Nights Tour featuring special guest Travis Denning kicks off October 24th in Columbia, Missouri. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back in the day, you used to give your teacher an apple to say, oh, I really appreciate you. You're an awesome teacher. Well, one family went above and beyond. They found out this teacher takes the bus an hour and a half to work every day. They surprised the teacher with a brand new car.
Whoa.
Holy moly.
Oh, that's a lot more than an apple. You're right. Holy.
Yeah, because it's an hour and a half to school, an hour and a half back. That's 3 hours a day on the bus. And so they bought her a new car.
Wow. Woo! That's awesome.
I just wish... That we listen, it's just me just wishing out loud. A wish, and I think they deserve. Like, we're not even paying our teachers enough to get a car to get to school.
Yeah.
And then we expect the culture of our children to grow up and compete with these we'll even say countries that actually value education. It's tough, man. You don't pay teachers crap, but you expect us to be good for the good for these parents because that's awesome. But also, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, we're not paying teachers. They really don't make anything.
Yeah. How do we fix that?
You vote someone like me in office.
Oh. That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's
right. Yeah. Yeah.
You think I'm playing?
No,
it may take a minute because I'm here for at least another 6 months. But other than that...
New contract and stuff, yeah.
I just have different priorities than a lot of these knuckleheads. That's all. I like that story. That's a good story, Lunchbox. There you go. Tell me something good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from West Lynn, Oregon. A man was out doing some yard work when he got stung by a yellow jacket. And he looked and he's like, oh, there's a big old nest. I'm going to get revenge. Goes get some gasoline, some oil, pours it on the nest, lights it on fire, ends up burning down 4 acres of land.
Oh, no.
Oh wow. I thought they were going to get him, but he burned the land down.
Yeah,
huh?
It was windy and hot. 100 degree temperatures blew the fire, and the fire department had to come put it out after 4 acres burned.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Wow.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
The Arizona Cardinals NFL team, Amy, they introduced their new menu for this coming up season, and it features a $75 burger. It's 7 pounds.
Oh.
It's
wow.
called the Gridiron Burger Challenge. It's 5 patties, 5 hot dogs, 5 bratwursts, 20 slices of cheese, 8 slices of bacon, 8 chicken tenders, 12 ounces of fries, lettuce, tomatoes, and pickles. Now, that's a lot of burger.
Yeah.
But if you, as one person, can eat that entire burger in 1 hour, you get a Cardinals jersey.
What?
And you get on the Jumbotron. And that, yeah, right? Because you're like, oh, that's a lot of food.
I would try to eat that maybe if I ate meat.
Yeah. Do you see a picture of it, Mike? Did he show you?
Yeah.
Pretty heavy, huh?
Looks massive.
Listen, I will punch old lady to get on Jumbotron. Just like, she's in the way. Get out of the way. I mean, that Jumbo, there's some excitement about it. The only thing better than the Jumbotron is possibly when they're shooting t-shirts out.
Oh yeah.
You get one?
Man, like I said, I will kick a baby.
Oh,
no,
wow.
You would
for a
not.
T-shirt.
Wow.
Those t-shirts, let me tell you about these t-shirts too, because we throw them out sometimes. They're terrible, right?
They're all really big.
They're all extra larges.
Yeah. They're not.
You're never going to wear them.
Yeah.
But man, people will beat someone up over a free t-shirt. Isn't that crazy?
Love it.
Bobby Bones. Come on.
There's a big fountain, and everybody is taking pictures around the fountain. A lot of people take selfies around this fountain. 8 women were trying to take selfies at the same time, and they were trying to get in the exact spot, and they got into a brawl. It didn't turn into a big brawl.
Oh, no.
Because if 2 women came to blows, and then all their friends jumped in, and it was a girl-on-girl-on-girl-on-girl-on-girl-on-girl-on-girl-on-girl brawl because of selfies. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. That's pretty ridiculous.
A 19-year-old and a 44-year-old.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh.
Come on, 44-year-old.
Yeah, I assume the 44-year-old started it. She was grouchy.
Yeah, and then their families and friends got involved. The brawlers were charged in the incident.
What are you in for? selfie.
Yeah, selfie competition. But yeah, you ever get, and we'll grab some calls here. You ever get into a really dumb fight with somebody? And I'll give mine and we'll come back, okay? Just to kind of give you an idea. My friend Courtney, a guy, like my best friend all through college, was supposed to be his best man at his wedding until he went and did that thing where you run away.
Elope.
Yeah. And so we're playing ping pong. And I don't even play ping pong. He don't play ping pong. But I beat him. And then he goes, okay, double or nothing. And so double or nothing means either it's double if I win again, or if he wins, it's
he
nothing. We're back
anything.
To even.
It's he always didn't. A little confusing, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not
very
easy.
It is
so
it
easy.
Is to
no,
me.
It's not.
Amy
me.
Gets
if
confused.
I were to win, let's say we bet $1. If I were to win, I would get $2. And if he were to win, it goes back to zero.
Okay,
correct.
Well, what did he think it meant?
He thought he got double if he won out of nowhere. So we fought for 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, we almost got into a fight. He shoved me.
Because he wanted his double.
He wanted his double. I'm like, no, you're in the hole. The double of in the hole is doubly in the hole, if you want to call it that. It was a whole thing for 3 months. He almost punched me in the face. And then I he ended up like leaving, going home early. he flew in from Arkansas. I was in.
That's a dumb argument.
It's the dumbest, and it lasted for a quarter of a year. And then I think I just ended up giving up and going, hey, man, I know you don't understand what double or nothing is.
You left it at that.
Let's just call it a day, you know? That's my dumb fight. What are you saying over there?
Oh, just that last night, talk of the event was that you actually went upstairs to where people were like hanging out, uh-huh. like our work people, and you sat down and had conversations with them.
That was the talk of the event?
Yeah. I heard it from multiple people.
Why was that the talk of the event?
Because I think they had expected you to. Well, first of all, they didn't even know if you were going to show up. So for one, it was like Bobby came. And then it was Bobby came and he talked to us and we had a good talk. Like we had a conversation. So I guess they just were surprised that you were able to make it and then that you took time to talk to someone.
Well, let me tell you this. It was a weeknight, okay?
Makes sense.
Yeah, a weeknight. I have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I went because my heart told me to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked those people. It was just a lot of people.
I know you do.
At
but
work
a lot
events
when
it's not just our work
on.
People, it's just like people from bands and people from, I don't know, everybody just wants to talk. Now I'm trying to get out there and go to sleep.
Well, apparently last night you talked.
Live at the party last night, baby. Nah, it was good.
Yeah.
Have fun.
This is...
I missed you, though. I think I left before you got there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, I'm kind of torn if I should be happy about that or not, that I was a talker.
I think that you should be happy. Nothing was negative. It wasn't... I know I'm coming...
You made me sound like a jerk, actually.
Well, I don't know what you've done at past events with them that made them think that, like, they were a cloud nine now that... You know,
I think
they enjoyed whatever conversation y'all had. They acted like it was really enjoyable.
I'm enjoyable even. I'm enjoyable.
Even.
There was a big dumb fight at a fountain because people were trying to take selfies. And so all these people were trying to take the same selfie from the same spot. Shoving happens. A brawl happens. So we're talking about dumb fights. Like, you really shouldn't have got into a fight. It all comes down to disrespect, though. Let's not be... twisted in the fact that we think this is really about the selfie. Because you could have waited.
Yeah.
But it's about disrespect. Julia in Boston, what's your dumb fight?
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. So my ex-boyfriend and I in high school, he was in the other room and made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I took a bite and maybe ate like half of it. We literally broke up for 3 days. He got so mad at me.
Well, to be fair, you started with a bite and then you ended up in half. So you're being dishonest about this.
But it's a sandwich.
Yeah, I think you're disrespecting him.
That was disrespectful.
That was straight disrespect.
Yeah. And then it maybe even about a little bit more than the sandwich.
Oh, you think there's some underlying issues?
They broke up for 3 days.
Kristen in Ohio.
I got in a fight with my family on Christmas over the Alanis Morissette song, Ironic. And I don't know if they thought I was just, like, taking a dig at the song, but I was just telling them that nothing in the song is truly ironic. They're just, like, misfortunes. And we fought for the entire Christmas night, and then still to this day, my uncle lives up.
Why are you being that literal annoying person? Because I'm that person a lot, and I've had to scale it back.
Wow.
So.
Well, so does that song bother you?
No, not really. I can't let song lyrics bother me.
Okay.
If so, I'd be bothered by all of the crap. All of it. Wait, so...
I guess she does sort of have a point.
Look up the definition of irony.
Okay.
If you're having a wedding and it rains... Because, let me just explain this to you, Kristen. It's more of the concept of it's supposed to be the most beautiful day of your life. The irony of it is that it's the physically most undesirable day of your life. Like,
okay.
I'm not doing it with her.
Okay, but.
You're going to start fighting.
I know. Hey, Kristen, thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Appreciate you. Yeah. Ban her for a day. I don't even need the definition. Because I'll get started. This will be Home Alone is not a Christmas movie. Part.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
We're still fighting about that.
In high school, it was over shotgun. Forrest, we were leaving his house. We were going out, and he called shotgun, and he got in the front seat. But he got out of the car to go back inside. So once you got out, he didn't call seat check. Mm. And so I jumped in shotgun, and I refused to get out, and we got in a fist fight over it.
Oh. Well, shotgun's a pretty important thing in the young man's life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You need about 3 good shotgun fights before you graduate to the next level. That's a big deal.
Fist to the face?
Oh, fist to the face, because I would not get out because
So you punched him in the face.
No. He punched me first.
Whoa.
Because I would not get out because he didn't call seat check once he got out of the shotgun.
No, we know. You told us that part.
So I sat there and sat there and sat there, and then he reached in and he punched me right in the face. I jumped out and we went at it.
But what did you do to him?
You jumped out and started throwing fists. That's what we did.
At his face?
And you hit him.
Yes, in his front yard. Absolutely. And then we broke it up, got in the car, he got a shotgun, and we left.
He won.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two.
So I asked my boyfriend to pick up Taco Bell for me because I was really hungry.
How long ago
was
this?
Probably when we first started dating, so like maybe 2 months
into
the relationship.
Whoa, you brought out the crazy that early.
So wait, you said get Taco Bell.
Yeah, and so he wanted something else, but he picked up that for me, but he decided to get mine first and then the cold food he was getting second. Mm-hmm. And so when he came home, the Taco Bell was cold, and I was really upset about it, so I yelled at him for bringing home cold food.
I love that fight. Let me tell you why. I bet he didn't do that again. Like, that's one where he learned a lesson. I know it may not have been right or wrong, but he learned a lesson in that, because I learned a lesson in that. I took something from that, too.
Oh.
What?
He was nice enough to get her food. What is the problem? My brother had the same fight with his wife when they were dating. They worked together, so he was on his way to work. He stopped for breakfast tacos, and he got her one, and he brought it to her desk, and she goes, "It's cold. I would never give you cold food."
Maybe she wouldn't.
And I'm like, "Girl, I would never get you another breakfast taco."
How'd it end up, Morgan number two?
Well, he was kind of upset with me that I got so angry about it, so we didn't really talk for like 2 hours.
You can't really get upset at someone for getting upset.
Huh? Yeah, sort of you can.
Yeah.
And you didn't talk for a couple hours?
Yeah, it was fine after that. He still gives me some crap for that to this day. I get a little hangry.
You don't get upset because someone else gets upset for a dumb reason?
Oh, I do, but you're not supposed to. I do.
Okay, yeah.
I'm trying to get better at it. That's why I do that, though.
Okay.
I'm like, what do you mean you're mad at me? I'm mad at you being mad at me. But it's a dumb way. You can't do that. So I guess summer's over, but over the summer, Amy, she took her kids. She has two kids. And they came from Haiti 8 months ago or so.
Yep.
She's like, "Oh, their English is so good. I'm trying to get them into a school where all the kids speak English." And I was like, "Amy, I don't know. I think you just understand your kids better."
Yeah, I felt like they'd really come along, and they have come a long way.
Yeah,
they've come a
long way. So here is the clip that Amy's son sent me. Okay.
Always listen on my school. I listen to your Bobby Bun show. Mom gonna listen to you, and Mom gonna go to work tomorrow. And bye.
Okay,
got it.
Well, you know what he said.
School and listen and work.
You can piece it together if you have to.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's there.
Obviously he's not. They didn't get into the school.
I think you just know what he's saying.
They're back at their ESL school.
Which means what?
Which is fine. English is a second language.
Oh, I didn't know what that meant.
Program. Mm-hmm.
So, again.
Always listen on my school.
What's he saying?
He's like, he said, I'm going to listen to you on my way to school.
No way. No.
Yes way. He just was, you know.
Always listen on my school. I listen to you, Bobby Bun show. Mom going to listen to you. And Mom going to go to work tomorrow. And bye.
Listen, he's just not there yet.
Yeah.
I think you're getting there, though.
At understanding them?
You could go hang out at the ESL school and know what everybody's saying.
I've got it down. Like, even my dad, with his trach stuff and him not being able to talk because he had surgery on his throat and stuff, like, nobody can understand him, but I can. But I think it's because everyone in my family's like, I think it's because you have to decipher what your kids are saying all the time. You can figure out what he's saying.
I sent Amy a message on Insta Story last night. Because her daughter was dancing, and I was like, "Your daughter can dance better than you now. Like, she's grown to that point where she's now a better dancer than Amy is. She's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, way better than you.
Everything she was doing, I can do.
Way better.
I mean, is Amy a good dancer, though?
Nah. She's okay.
Yeah, so what does that even mean? Because she's...
Your daughter was good.
Yeah. Yeah. So am I.
Yeah.
Where do you think she learned how to do that?
Not from here.
Not from her mom.
I really don't think that's it there. Slept like a log last night. Man, and a rock.
Wow.
Both.
That's hard.
Yeah, I never sleep that hard.
How's that happening? Why do you think?
A couple reasons. When I went to my therapy camp for 4 days, you don't have a TV or a phone or a computer for 4 days. And the first night was a struggle because you're just in our room. know, like I said, you're like a pilgrim. And so I struggled the first night, and then the second night I slept a little better. And then I would just read books until I went to sleep because there was nothing else to do except read books. And I like to read books, but I don't like to be force-read. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Force-read?
Yeah.
Never heard that one before.
There's a difference in going, I'd like to read some book, and then going, well, it's either read a book or nothing.
Right.
So I started force reading, and I slept hard. And so I haven't turned my TV on one single night since I left there. And it's been a week now. Almost a week.
Wow.
And
for my whole life, it's the longest I've never not seen my TV on.
You're missing
on.
A lot of Golden Girls.
I know. Dude, Friends and King of Queens. I watch every night. Wow. But so I slept last night. It's hard for me to fall asleep still. And I listen to Coldplay, Rush of Blood to the Head every night. Because I have to get into these formulas, patterns. I have to get right into them. My formula, a book, music. And I slept hard. No TV. Once I can get to sleep, man, I stayed asleep. It was good. But I woke up, and it's an unfamiliar feeling to wake up rested. Because I woke up, and I was like, what's wrong with me? And I was like, I think this is rested. This is weird. And then I started moving around, and I was like, I'm kind of rested. So... yeah, it was that. I don't know how long I can last.
Yeah, I mean,
it's inconvenient and uncomfortable for me to go to sleep with no. If you're new to the show, I slept on a couch my whole life in a living room. I never had a bedroom, so the TV was always on or something was always happening. But it's I'm not forcing it. So everybody hold it for a second. But I'm also looking forward to have someone to sleep in my bed with me, because my dog, for 15 years, and it's just more comfortable for me.
So do you think you're going to get another dog?
Not till next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think for some reasons that you know, but not till next year.
Yeah.
So,
but you're looking like for a human before a dog, though, right?
You know, I'm just living life.
Any living thing next to you?
Be nice. Okay. I'll send out a tweet.
A plant, a vegetable.
You know what? Anything that'll grow.
Oh boy.
If it's over there.
Oh man.
But I slept so hard. Woke up. I was like, ooh, felt good. But yeah, if I don't fall asleep by the end of that Coldplay record, I'm in trouble.
Oh, man.
I know.
And what is it, an hour or 20 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, it's enough to, I should fall asleep. But yeah, I went to sleep, slept good. But I'm not watching my shows. I sound like my grandma now. My shows.
I'm watching my shows.
Miss Wheel of Fortune.
I can't watch my show. Well, how do you fall asleep?
I watch shows, which I know is so bad. Like, I watch it. I don't fall asleep to it, but I'll start to get tired, and then it's on my computer, and then we shut the computer and we go to bed. We shut it down.
That's the struggle for me, is the quiet sleep.
Yeah, I shut it down.
I just finished the How to Win Friends and Influence Others book. It's from 1920. Maybe the greatest book of just life lessons I've ever read in my life.
From 1920?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
It's
amazing. Yeah.
It tells you how to make friends?
Well, it's a book written from 1920s. It's about how, it's just a kind of a business book or like a human relations book. And then I'm reading the Robin Williams book that's like 100 books stacked on top of each other. It's so thick. Where it's like, I'll order that. And then you get it and you're like, oh. It's like an encyclopedia.
It's that big?
Yeah. And then I'm reading The Obstacles Away, which I'm almost done with. But I was telling you about that one.
Oh, yeah. My sister's reading that.
Do you guys do that where you read multiple at one time?
No, not even one.
It's too confusing.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This kid, Max, is 4 years old. He was at home with his grandma, and she stopped breathing, so he's four. And he goes, well, I know how to do this. He calls 911. The kid's mom, who wasn't there because the grandma was watching him, said that he was taught that there's a medical emergency, what he should do, so he did it. So first he puts the dog in the crate. He's four, by the way. Puts the dog in the crate, and then goes and gets his grandmother's inhaler. She still isn't breathing properly. Calls 911, lets them in.
That's
save
crazy.
Her at the end.
He's four.
Wow.
Well, no, the beginning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but still, 4 years old, yeah? What do you think about that?
I mean, some good parenting right there. They've already taught their kid to do all that. It's like thinking ahead.
Four. Yeah. So there you go. That's a Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Your big five songs this week. Tuesday's top five. At number five, Morgan Evans.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody.
Kiss somebody.
Back of the cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody.
At number four, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset.
Sunrise.
From Luke Bryan.
Sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Thomas Rhett, Life Changes.
Ain't it funny how life.
At number three.
Changes.
Countdown the hits, everybody. We're number two.
Same in life.
You know you want it. Jason Aldean, the number 2 drowns the whiskey. Who does?
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory.
Oh, yeah, playing the hits. All the hits. Gone from one. I used to do that, man. I used to do countdown like that.
You used
that.
To talk like someone was in your throat like
that? Oh, hello, 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 come on, what if I put next?
You sound like Shaggy.
Oh, sugar. Oh, they call me Mr. Boombastic. Number 1, Brett Young, Mercy. I like this one.
If you're gonna break my heart, just break it.
It's a good one.
And if you're gonna take your shirt, just take it.
Nailed it.
Take me.
That when him and I were at the same time, that's called harmony.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
All those 5 songs are jams.
Are they?
Yeah, like I no, like I all know. 5 of those.
I don't love all 5 of them. I think I love this one though. If you're gonna this is the jam.
You do, you sing that one every time it comes on.
Yeah, sometimes it's not even on, I sing.
Mercy.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna take your shine.
Over on the other that's the congratulations, Brett Young, a number big old song there. On the hip hop chart.
Kiki.
Drake and My Feelings.
Are you riding? Say you never.
Maroon 5 got the big pop song.
I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
And on the alternative chart, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Weezer, Africa.
Oh.
Yeah. It's their 4th alternative number 1 ever and first one since 2008. It's a cover. So it's a Toto cover. Did you know Toto did Hashpipe from Weezer?
Oh, I saw somebody
yeah.
post that.
Oh, I wish I had a clip of it. I have a clip of it. Yeah. It's the number 1 song. Here's what I have for you. How about these? These are famous covers that went number 1. So there's obviously this one. Here's the original one. Recognize that?
Yes.
Here's another one.
However far away.
Love song?
I will always love you.
Done by The Cure, though.
However far away.
Or, you know this one?
Are you okay? You okay? You okay, Daddy?
Alien Ant Farm?
Are you okay? You okay?
You know who did this?
No.
Are you okay? You okay? You okay, Daddy? You've been hit by... been struck by a smooth criminal.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. Now
no.
that I hear
you
it.
You didn't know
no.
it, though.
You can't go okay, yeah.
Okay,
but
it's been hit by a smooth criminal.
Come on.
Okay, now I get a joke that I saw, like on a sign, that Reese Witherspoon reposted on Instagram that said, while all these kids are wondering if Kiki still loves them, we're just wondering if Annie's okay. And
there
I was like,
go.
Who's Annie? And now I get it.
And the other one was Sinead O'Connor.
No.
Nothing compares to you, number 1 alternative. Originally by
Rocks
Prince.
Nothing
he wrote
compares,
it.
No, nothing compares to you.
There you go.
That is so weird that the cover can go bigger than the original.
Different times, too. So it's not often released right away. So sometimes a different format, different time. Yeah, all the, just environment's different.
You think a lot of people know that Prince did that song originally?
I think some do. I think they know he wrote it.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, listen, a show like ours would have never worked here 5 years before we did it.
Oh.
The environment came in. We were just bullheaded enough to make it work. So it's some of that's with music, too. Huh. So yeah. There you go.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Eric Church dropped a clip of a new track called Hanging Around that will be on his upcoming album on October 5th.
Hanging around.
Come on, man.
Whoa.
Jam. I love it.
Hanging around.
Love that
okay,
60s
Chief.
Soul vibe. Come on. Like Rolling Stone, like early
yeah.
Stones type stuff.
So I wonder if the whole album sounds like this.
What else you got?
Kenny Chesney broke records at Nashville's Nissan Stadium for his recent show. He brought in over 55,000 fans, breaking the all-time attendance record.
Get along. I had a friend who went and said she'd never seen so many people at a concert in her life. 55,000 people.
Live,
crazy.
Die. Florida Georgia Line and Jason Aldean are really excited about some recent studio time they've had. They're collaborating on a song together for Florida Georgia Line's upcoming album.
Do we know what it is?
Nope, no word yet when it's going to be released, what it is, but they definitely did one together.
I like this one. I like songs that spell things.
S-I-M-P-L-E?
Yeah, and then bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Bananas.
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
There you go.
It's just that simple. S-I-M-P-L-E. Simple as can be.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you want to save money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
All right.
The Morning Corny.
Why was the duck having chest pains?
Why was the duck having chest pain?
Because he was having a heart quack.
All right. That was the Morning Corny.
There you have it. Angela in D.C. Good morning to you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
I'm on my way to my first day at a new job, and I just wanted to call and say hey to you guys. I haven't heard you in the morning in a little while since I haven't been working, but I'm excited to be getting started at a new nursing job out here and have you guys on the radio.
Well, look at you. Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
You nervous?
Yeah.
Or no?
Oh, not so much. Feeling good.
All right.
I like starting new jobs. It's exciting.
Well, look at you sounding all positive. Me, my butt be puckered the whole way to work, man. New people?
Sometimes.
You know what I mean? Hey, Angela, thank you for listening. I'm actually going to be in D.C. next weekend at the Warner Theater doing stand-up comedy. And on this Friday, I'll be in Bakersfield. If you guys want to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. So Friday night, be in Bakersfield, California. I'd love to see you. Thank you for the call. Hey, Sam in Baltimore, Maryland. What's happening? It's the opposite for you, right? You're heading home from work?
I'm heading home from work now. Hi, guys.
And you're a nurse.
I'm a nurse as well. Shout out to the nurses out there heading home.
Yeah, shout out to the nurses. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a lot of friends that come up to you and go, hey, what's this rash?
Oh, my God, yes. What's this rash? Should I go to the doctor? X, Y, and Z all the time.
And how do you handle that?
I told him to go see the doctor.
Yeah, you just sent him on right away?
Yeah.
Can I send you a picture of this rash, though, that I have?
Of course. Bobby, you could send me a picture, of course.
I don't have a rash right now. But I appreciate you calling. Thanks for listening on your way home.
Hey, thank you, guys. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you. Have a good day. Appreciate you. Yeah. We had talked about Amy getting an inappropriate gift put on her porch. Do you want to say what it is or no?
I mean, yeah, I can.
Are there kids listening?
It's not in my house anymore.
Okay, what is it?
A microwave.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh my goodness. Pretty inappropriate.
One of
for
my
you.
Husband's friends, or a couple of them, they thought it'd be funny because we don't have a microwave, and they were at our house, and they like could not believe it. So they gift. I don't know what my husband was saying about it behind my back.
Probably, maybe
he was,
will somebody please get me a microwave? Amy doesn't allow a microwave in her house.
So we got home, and there was a microwave waiting for us and beer. But
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So what did you do with the microwave?
It's outside in the garage. Somebody can come pick it up. Who wants it?
Why would you not let your husband plug
well,
it
where
up?
Where is it going to go? It's not, there's no space for it in the kitchen. There's no room for it. It's not going on the countertop. There's no cabinet space. There's no room for the microwave.
What
if he wants to keep it in the garage?
I can't even talk.
You can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if he were to plug it in the garage,
okay,
and then he got to go walk out and use it when he wanted to? Would you be against that?
I guess he could do that if he wanted to.
Would you let him?
He could
though?
Eat up his own food in that, not my kids.
So you give them a Skittle?
They
or
don't
two.
Even know what a they when they saw a microwave not too long ago. They were like, "What is that?" And I was like, "Don't worry about it."
So you're so anti-microwave.
Yeah.
So you'll give your kids processed food, yet you will not let them use a microwave.
So for certain things that I'm feeding them that I'm cooking, yes, I don't want to zap it in the microwave and get rid of any of the nutrients. I will heat it up on the stovetop in a slow manner.
Hmm.
Not to overcook it.
Difficult.
So you're trying to get rid of this microwave?
I mean, do you need
I'll take it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you need one?
Sure.
You need an extra one?
I have mine still from college.
Really?
Yeah, the one in my kitchen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
If your husband does this for you,
and they don't always get processed food, by the way. But
he
just
lives life
America.
Without a microwave, right?
Yeah.
What do you do for him? This all out of the
Ooh,
norm.
Oh, good point. Question,
because this is totally out of the normal to not have a microwave. I can't imagine not having a microwave.
He hasn't had a microwave in 10 years.
Yeah, but that's not a good reason. He obviously wants one. So what do you do for
him,
though?
No, I think he's just trying to be cool in front of the guys.
I mean, it's not cool to have a microwave. There are a lot of things I could say that would be much cooler than, she would like a microwave, boys.
Yeah, because these
what
guys
do
that dropped it off, they're real, like, manly boys.
What do you do for him?
I don't know. I think I'll have to ask him. I'll be like, what? Or no, the question is, what have I given up for him?
Yeah, what have you given up for him?
I'll have to ask him.
Okay, let us know tomorrow.
I feel like I make a lot of the decisions about that. Like, you know, health and food and microwaves.
Yeah.
So I'll get back to you.
Okay. People are putting these things in their house, by the way. We'll come back in a second. Not microwaves. Something they're putting in their house that's making them really happy. And I think you may look down at this the rest of the show.
Huh.
Okay? So I'm going to talk about that coming up next. I wonder if any listeners have done this. And we'll come back. Amy, let us know tomorrow what your husband's given up for you since you...
No, what I've given
up. Yeah,
yeah.
Good?
I'm following.
Yeah.
I know.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So word on the street is... that Christmas decorations this early make you happy. If you put them up right now. How you feel about that?
What is wrong with people?
What's it to you if it makes them happy?
It's annoying. Like, why do we rush things? Like, Christmas will be here. Why are we putting up Christmas decorations in the middle of the summer?
Because it doesn't make me feel happy, but if it makes someone else feel happy, who cares?
Oh, my goodness.
Let people be happy.
I hate these people.
Putting your festive decorations up earlier in the year makes you much happier, experts say. Premature Christmas.
That's what they call it, huh?
Yeah. They have the happiest lives. There you go.
Playing that song right now makes me feel good.
It does make me feel good, too.
Yeah.
It does, and I didn't think it would. I was going to play it kind of as a joke, but...
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Why? Merry Christmas, guys.
I feel so much joy.
Yeah, me too.
It's like so jolly.
The thing that'll make them ring.
Are you a Christmas person, Morgan number two?
Yes, I love Christmas.
You're kind of the newest one of the group. We don't know your Christmas traditions yet.
Well, I always put up a tree and lights. I mean, I live in an apartment now, so I don't get to do as exciting stuff, but yeah. I decorate my entire apartment.
Man, maybe you should get started.
It's never too early.
Listen to this. Hey, who cares? It makes you happy, it makes you happy.
It's beginning to look.
I was thinking, though, so I get my own parking spot out there in the garage.
When does that go into effect?
Well, whenever I want.
Oh.
I just haven't.
So what are you thinking?
Well, no, I have the spot that I want, and I have a sign that a listener sent me that says Bobby Bones Parking, and I'm going to put it up, but I got to, like, nail in the concrete or something. I don't know. I don't know how to do that. But...
Hang it.
But what I want, there's only like 20 spots in the entire garage.
Yeah,
and it's really an annoying place because there are no spots. So people drive up and there's nowhere to park. But I own a whole spot now.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Go ahead.
The question
then I have
is,
a question.
If I put the sign up and anyone parks in it ever, do I tow them?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay,
I have to tow somebody just to prove a point the first time?
Yeah, and you can just send an email to the whole office and say you get a reward if you tow that car.
Okay,
but I have a question
about
us in this room. If we know you're gone and we're here, like say we know you're out of town.
Amy,
or you're
I live one of two ways, all or nothing. So either tow everybody.
So, yep.
Or
yeah, if you park there, I'm getting you towed. I'm getting that reward. Don't even think about it.
Tow cop.
Yes.
So you're telling me if I know you're in Boston.
Okay, go ahead.
And there's no spots in the garage, but yours is open, and you're in Boston, and I know that. I can't park there?
Let me go to my tow police officer lunchbox.
No.
No, I guess not. So I'm really going to be like this?
Yes.
If anyone parks in it ever?
It's going to be so annoying when there's...
Hey, and if you want to play games, test us.
Oh,
park at your own risk.
Yeah, park it, yeah.
I would love to even see, first of all, I'd love to see a tow truck even get in our garage.
We can make a fit.
I hate to tell you, a tow truck can get in a parking garage. It's happened.
Stop laughing. This is so funny to me.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are going to be co-captains of the tow.
Yeah, yes. I want
Eddie and Lunchbox.
Don't worry, Bones. We got you.
Can we have little like coupons that say
coupons.
Like? Yeah.
Oh, let me check with my co-captain. Coupons?
I say no to coupons.
No coupons. Get out of here with that mess.
Okay. Y'all are going to want to park there one day.
No.
All right. Okay. Well, I think by next Monday, I'll have my spot up. Sorry. I didn't think about that. I'll just eliminate anyone, period, huh? Wow. Look at all the power. Maybe I give it like rewards, though. You know? Like,
that's what I'm talking about.
These guys, they're flying this airplane, and imagine you're driving down the road on a highway, and you see an airplane come down. They had to find a gap on the highway to land the airplane. Oh. It's a small airplane.
So scary.
Yeah, here's a plane making an emergency landing.
Oh my god.
This is the car watching it come over the top, right?
Oh my god.
You can hear the shock and panic in Eric and Brandy Gear's voices as they watch this single engine Cessna land right in front of them. The Gears say it looked like the pilot waited for a gap in traffic, then dropped the plane down near the 164th Street exit.
He was able to hold that plane up until all the cars got out of the way, and then he landed it, and then he immediately went over to the side.
Crazy to see that, huh?
Man.
How about the guy lands beside you in the lane beside you and gives you a thumbs up?
Hey!
Yeah.
How's it going, buddy? Meh. Not crazy, dude. Imagine your car driving down the road and this plane's, you're like, my plane sure is low. Oh my goodness, it's landing right in front of us. Yeah, so that was from a car.
Oh my god.
Right as it's landing.
Oh my god.
How about that? There was also a story about a guy who got tased because he was putting soda in a water cup.
Oh yeah.
Refused
to pay.
Yeah.
Oh, and a fountain drink.
Yeah, you know, you go to the fountain drink machine. You put the cup, and the water cups are clear, so they can tell if you're stealing or not.
Right.
And he puts soda in there, and he's like, "I'm not paying." Gets into a fight, right? And then walks over to the next place, and they come over and arrest him and tase him. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh man. And we've all done that.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We've all been
we'll
there.
We'll admit.
In my super broke days, I would do it with 7-Up, though, so you couldn't really tell.
Even though it was real bubbly.
Yeah, it was just, it just looked like carbonated water.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Montana man who was accused of filling his water cup with soda at a fast food restaurant has been arrested and charged with multiple misdemeanors. They were called to the scene about 2:30 p.m. The 48-year-old tried to fill a water cup with soda, was confronted by an employee, said, "Hey, you got to pay for that." And he refused, went away, they came, the cops came, popped him.
Oh my god.
Where you know how a lot of fast food, I don't know, where was it? Fast food restaurant? Or yeah. Where? That's how they make their money off of drinks.
Yeah, if I'm the employee though, I'm probably not going after the person.
Let it slide.
It's one or two people. probably gonna let it slide. It's not,
not tasable.
You don't own the restaurant, so why do you care?
The employee followed him, told him he was not welcome back, then he turned and came back towards the employee and tried. Oh. Yeah, and then they got him. And yeah, imagine that. You get tased for stealing Coke.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Like, that's your taser story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're trying to get me a little classic Coke.
Is that like a no-go if you're starting to date somebody and you find that out?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you search their record?
Yeah,
what do you think
like
the no-go would be for me? If someone's like, if I started dating somebody and they Googled it, is there anything a no-go for me?
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Trying to think.
I mean, you don't have anything like that.
Not yet. I think about that sometimes. Like if I start dating somebody and they're researching me, you know.
Do you worry about anything that you've done?
Nah, I wrote it in books too.
Yeah,
like I pretty much put everything out there.
Yeah, true.
I think you're good, Bones.
Yeah,
I don't think you have anything.
I don't know. There may be stuff that you've written that they read that might mean the no-go.
Is that a weird thing that someone can read a book all about my life before they get to know me?
Yeah,
fully?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, I wrote a book. My first book was called Bare Bones, and it's the story of my life, kind of. So is that an unfair advantage to them or a disadvantage to me?
Oh, man. I hope you find somebody maybe that hasn't read it.
How cool, though, if they're just like, hey, tell me about your life. You're like, read my book.
How cool is that? It's like the Google me, but.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I want to know more about you. Read my book.
Chapter 5.
I'm glad you asked about that. Page 47 says.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A puppy is joining the New York Rangers hockey team for a full year to learn special skills that he's going to need to become a professional service dog for a child with autism. So the puppy, named Ranger, appropriately, is partnering with the team to, one, raise awareness for the challenges of autism and the importance of service dogs. And then the team is helping take care of him and train him and do all these fun things to get him ready.
And if you're a diehard Rangers fan,
yeah,
wouldn't you want the dog that was with the team?
For sure.
Named Ranger. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of teams could do this. And again, a lot of awareness. And also, dogs are getting adopted. That's really cool.
I know. I love it.
That's really cool. All right, good. That it?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's a good one.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Can I talk about being offended for a second?
Yes.
I just think that now we're in the age where you just shouldn't be offended by anything. You should just change it. Not the channel, not our station. I'm just reading about people getting upset about things.
Yeah.
We have an unlimited world to go wherever we want. Technology, our ears, our feet, our cars, whatever. If something's offensive to you, just go away from it. Mm-hmm. It creates such a bad environment if you stay in. Instead of getting upset, just move on. Just move away. You can do that now. There's not just four channels. I'm just reading about this TV show people are getting all butthurt over. And just change the channel.
Yeah.
Move on.
Don't watch it.
Just generally in life, if something is uncomfortable to you in a negative way, just take a step to the side. Don't worry about it. Like, go find something. I wrote about this in my last book. It's like, don't spend your time tearing things down. Like, spend your time actually building things up that matter to you more so than tearing things down that don't. Because who cares? You don't care anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people get upset at me specifically. But you don't have to. Don't waste the energy. This isn't even about me. It's just the general theme of getting offended. Why people would waste their time and emotion on being offended anymore blows my mind. Just move on. Move to something else.
And then when you highlight it because of you're offended, it draws more attention to it.
Yes. Yeah. I've often used that to my advantage, going, oh, I know people will. If I can say that somebody's offended by me, they'll be drawn in to hear what I'm saying, which isn't offensive at all. But yes, that's all. I just, as a group, like, I feel like I speak for our people. I'm speaking to you right now. Don't be offended by anything. Move on. Just go somewhere else. That's all. I was listening to some songs here that all spell words, because I was talking about that Florida Georgia Line song, that S-I-M-M-P-L-E, simple. Yeah. I like that. I like when songs spell things. S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. I was talking about it this morning. I was like, man, I like it when they... So I present to you my favorite spelling song.
Okay.
Yeah, coming in. Coming in to number five on the list. Here's Fergie Fergalicious.
F to the E, R-G, the I, the E, and can no other lady put it down like me. I'm Fergalicious.
That's number five. That's right.
Ooh.
Number five on the list. Coming up, it's Fergie with Fergalicious. At number four, Izzo. H to the Izzo.
H to the Izzo. B to the Izzo. Push Izzo, my Izzo used to dribble down in VA. H to the Izzo. B to the Izzo.
What's he spelling?
Izzo, Hova, H-O-V-A.
What is that? I really don't know.
His nickname, dude.
Oh, is it?
Young Ho.
Okay, all right.
Dude, what do I know? I'm just saying.
I have no clue.
Am I right on that? Anybody know? Yeah, right? Am I right? I feel like I'm right, but I'm not so sure that I'm not going to throw a lifeline out there in case I'm wrong.
All right, fair enough.
Number three coming in, Bananas. Also known as Holla Back Girl from Gwen Stefani. Yeah. I love when she spells out Bananas.
Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
The first time I knew there was a bad word in that song, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we only heard the radio version.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, that spit is bananas.
Spit.
But it's
That's
not
it.
Spit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, listen.
You haven't heard the
bad word is...
I don't think
bananas.
I...
Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. It's bananas.
Oh! Yeah.
Like that crap.
Yeah.
I got it.
Number two of my favorite songs with spelling in it, Travis Tritt. T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Come on. Tell me what in the world you're doing there,
alone.
Alone. Yes. Yeah. Hey, good old, I'm alone, K-I-N-G.
Good looking, yeah.
Girl, I spell T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Yes, sir, hey! That was a jam.
Why do you think it's number, number one?
I thought bananas would be number one.
I did too.
So.
What's number one?
Oh.
Coming in on number one here on the most on the spelling songs, Amy.
Respect.
No.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Y-M-C-A.
Ooh.
Y-M-C-A. Come on, guys.
Gloria. Second to me.
What? G-L-O-R-I-A. Gloria.
Oh.
What?
What?
Your number one song is...
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. Not what it means to me.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. She's really sick right now.
Yeah,
she's
in hospital. I saw that. Yeah. It could be, that's bad.
Yeah,
is that Aretha?
Yeah. But man, what a jam. That has stood the test of time. I don't care if you're at a club and they're playing behind that, or a roller skating rink, or a wedding. If this comes on,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Just a little bit.
I'll get tired. A little bit. Keep on trying. Just a little bit. I'll run it off.
Turn it down and you guys fall out.
Oh, I thought, I was like, did she say a bad word?
Yeah, she says S word.
She said bananas.
Yeah. There you go. Those are my favorite spelling songs.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Eric Church released a clip of a new song, and man, it sounds so good. Like, this is right up my musical alley here.
Hang around.
Come on.
Hang around.
Put that whole thing out, Church. Very excited about this record.
Sounds so good,
right? Eric Church. It's all we have of that song is 25 seconds.
Hang around.
But I'm in, man.
Hang around. Hang
around. You want to see if you can name the song by 1 second of it, Amy?
Yeah.
See if you can name this song right here. 1 second of it.
Most people are good.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's just go around real quick.
Oh, well, this is hard.
Is it?
It's a tough one.
I mean, I don't know.
Sometimes.
That's a full... You're only getting 1 second of the song.
Yeah. Full second.
Okay, that one doesn't count as a point.
Oh.
You ready for this one, Amy? Amy, song number one. 1 second of it.
I got...
Shades on top. Rolling the windows. Damn me, baby.
What?
Interesting.
Windows back. Well, around me, baby. Pour it on easy now. Just chilling it. Cole Swindell.
Chilling. I'm sorry. I can't. I already hit the buzzer anyway.
She got there, though.
She sang the whole song,
she
Eddie.
Did
sing I did not. 3 minutes. Yeah, from 1 second, I got all that, though.
No point for you.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Name the song, 1 second of it. There you go. 1 second of it. You can't get irritated.
Yeah, stop.
Go ahead.
It's so easy.
3 seconds.
They're cruising.
Cruising.
I know it's not it, but I'm
coming home.
So close.
Keith Urban coming home.
Eddie, you get 1 second of the song.
And I can get 1 point right now.
That's right. And take the lead.
Come on.
Ready? Hear it again.
Yeah.
1 second. That's it. There you go.
Yeah. My kind of party.
Oh, no, small town boy.
She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's cool.
I'm going to tell you, this game does not seem hard to me because I'm looking at the answers.
Yeah, it's tricky.
But I think I'd be really good at it. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
You get 1 second.
I have to pretend this is for somebody else because then I know it.
Okay, sure. Whatever it takes you. Here we go.
Wow, that's amazing.
What? Right?
I love that one.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That one's a home run.
Come on, Amy.
You want to hear it again? 1 second of the song. Come on, Amy.
It's like a blinker or something.
Is it?
Or a TikTok.
Well, we know it's a TikTok. Go ahead.
Time, father of time.
Ooh,
father June. Father.
Good guess.
Amy.
What?
Eddie, I know you know it.
Yeah,
Eddie.
I do know
okay,
it.
Okay, so it's got to be something. Is it a little bit different? It's not current
Bones, just
country.
Play it and you sing it.
Is it
okay? Ready? Here you go.
take a seat. Zaba da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da
da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da
I knew that one, yeah.
Lunchbox, you know that one?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I never bashed you. I was like, man, that's a tough one.
Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah.
1 second out of the song.
Oh.
Come on. You got this one.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody knows it when it's not their turn. But
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's tequila.
Oh.
Whoa!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Eddie, you gotta have this to tie.
Oh my goodness.
And you've been eliminated.
Oh.
Eddie to tie.
He got
if
so
you don't
lucky
get it
with
right,
that
he wins.
Okay, all right.
Ready?
No pressure. Got it.
Go ahead. You wanna hear it again? Just
nope.
For safety?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Dirt on my boots.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
Oh, it's on, LB.
Sudden death.
Oh!
Write your answer down.
Oh, write my answer. I need a pin.
Eddie and Lunchbox.
All right,
they're at it.
I'm shaking.
Here we go.
I'm not shaking. I'm confident.
I want this win so bad.
Song number one. Write them down. Here we go. There you go.
Hit it again.
Eddie's just writing to make noise over there. Like it just
it's a long title, Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Got it.
You know it, Lunch.
Hey, Amy.
Amy's rooting against Eddie. Eddie's the villain in games now.
Because I always win.
Hit it again. You guys gotta be quiet.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
What song is that?
I think I got that.
He's stressing.
No, there's no stress in my breath.
I've only mentioned it like seven times.
But that's supposed to rhyme.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Then I got it wrong.
Lunchbox, what do you think it is?
The dance.
Oh.
Dance.
No.
I don't think that's a terrible guess.
Why
it's
not?
It. I don't think it's a terrible guess. Well, I just it's him.
Okay.
The fact that he got us the name of a song.
Oh.
No. Eddie, for the win.
Are you ready, Bones?
Yeah.
Mercy.
If you're going to bring me.
Red, yellow, mercy. Yeah. And there's our winner. There it is.
There it is.
You want a bonus one, Eddie?
Yes,
I
please.
Do.
Nope.
No, you've been eliminated.
Stop.
Oh. Eddie, this is a tough one.
It's only for the winner. Sugarland.
Oh, okay.
Stuck like glue. Nope, it's babe. Nope. Okay. Dear mom and dad, please send money. Oh, what is it?
It's all right. It's all I want to do.
All I want to do.
There he is. Give this guy a piece of candy.
Yeah.
Piece of candy.
Give
yeah.
Sweet.
Give us a sweet.
Bobby Bones.
Morgan, number two, you have a binge-watched shows list. What's that list?
Yeah, so it's the most binge-watched series in the United States.
So we're all binge-watching things. Are they new or old or both?
A little bit of both.
All right, number five on the list.
Friends.
Oh, yeah. I think Friends is the number two as far as old shows that I and people in my age group watch, like 80s to early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the second most binge-watched show. You know, I don't know what else is on the list. But Friends was number one until recently, which I think it's been replaced. Huh. And I'm anxious to see if it's on the list. Okay, number four.
Supernatural.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's a CW TV show.
Must be for the skids, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Number three.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, you know, and I don't say this in a negative way. I've never seen an episode. I bet you that show is so good.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it has to last that long. I bet it is so good. And so, yeah, but I've never... It was one of those two where it was so late in the game, four seasons in. Mm-hmm. You got to commit. Am I going to start over?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just going to just ignore it?
I feel like part of me needs to go back a little bit because I've skipped around. Yeah, because I know I've missed stuff.
Number two?
13 Reasons Why.
Okay, so that's a newer one people watch.
Yeah.
And I like that
slam
one.
Through it. You did?
I did. I still think about Hannah Baker.
You know, I wanted to see how it ended. I wasn't so much into it as I think everybody else was.
Yeah, I'm talking about the first one. I haven't even watched the newer one, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it. You seen season two?
Nope.
Anybody? Nope. And then the number one most binged watched show is
The Office.
That's what I would have put it as the new one. Yeah, because kids, younger kids, like to watch The Office now. Didn't watch it, which is my favorite show of all time. The Office, both of them, like The Office American and the British Office. Mm-hmm. But I'm an OG Office watcher. So the kids come along now, I'm like, you don't even know.
You watched it live.
Yeah. I'm such a fan of The Office that Jan Levinson, she plays Michael Scott's girlfriend on the show. Do you guys know who that is?
Yes.
So Jan, who watches The Office in here?
I'm watching it now.
I've watched a little bit of season one.
Do you know
one.
Who I'm talking about when I say Michael Scott's girlfriend?
Yes.
Jan. Do you, Morgan, number two?
Yeah.
She sent me a video message.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, someone got her to send me a message because I signed a new contract.
Get out!
Oh, this recently?
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, it's Melora Hardin, a.k.a. Jan Levinson from The Office. I hear you just signed a major radio contract. The crowd goes wild. That's so cool. And you also get your own parking spot? I mean, come on. You're big time, baby. You're big time, baby. That's what she said.
Hey, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, just so cool. You got so many amazing things happening. And may it all just continue. And may all your dreams come true. Congratulations. Have an awesome life. Talk to you soon.
There you go.
Dude, wait, what? Talk to you soon. What do you mean? You guys are chatting? Like, you guys talk?
I wish.
How did that happen? Single?
Yeah, exactly. How did that happen?
For real.
Sometimes listeners will say, hey, will you send a video to somebody and I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I think it was just a friend of mine was like, hey, will you send a video? But isn't that pretty cool?
I mean, that's amazing. Is so awesome.
Because I'm such a big fan of The Office. Yeah. Come on.
That's huge.
Okay, so she was the one that at the beginning of the show, which
she's
is where,
his boss.
She was the corporate girl.
Yeah. And then early.
Yeah, so they're not together yet where I am.
I'm telling you, Scott's Tots might be the funniest episode I've ever seen. There are like so many of those.
Oh, is that one when he promises the free
kids scholarships? Yeah.
He's a Texan. I like that.
Oh, Jan?
Melora, yeah.
No, Jan Levinson.
Jan's Texan. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That is so awesome. And if you're at home during the day, it's on Comedy Central all day long. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. And so if you need to binge,
what's
well,
on Netflix, too, so you can watch the whole thing.
Hey, don't be a hater to
not
Lunchbox.
Not everybody
you don't have to get a tone on Lunchbox.
Eddie, Netflix costs money.
This is why people are turning on Eddie slowly.
The Lunchbox goes, if you want to tune in at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, it's on every time.
He's just saying it's
or
on.
Or you can go to Netflix and watch it whenever
you want. It's on Comedy Central during the day.
I feel like that was helpful information.
I do, too, because I watch it on Comedy Central still.
Guys, oh, my goodness.
This is why, Eddie, they're turning against you.
No, don't turn on me. Don't turn on me.
We're talking about binge-watching shows. What's the show that you've probably binge-watched the most? Because it used to be Friends for me. It's The Office now because I know them all so easily. And I can sit and get on an airplane and still watch all the episodes. Still. Amy, what have you binge-watched the most if you had to pick?
It has to be Friends.
Yeah.
Still. Like.
Yeah, that's right.
Good job.
Sorry, haven't changed much.
Seinfeld.
Yeah? You can watch them in a row?
And I can still watch them today when they come on TBS in the middle of the day. I'll sit there and just laugh and be like, this show is so funny.
You know, I've said this before. The only show that I can't watch alone but I can binge watch is that Shark Tank. Can't watch one episode. I get annoyed. I need to watch like 10.
Oh, it's so good.
So why do you need more?
It's like eating a bite of a Twix bar.
Okay.
I'm not super fulfilled. I need all that Twix bar.
Okay, so you need all the ideas.
I need to like feel full.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you immediately Google the products?
Never.
Lunchbox does and he orders
them. I buy
them. Yeah.
I buy the products all the time.
I still buy stuff based on stuff Lunchbox has told me about.
Really?
From Shark Tank. I've never watched it.
And Wikipedia'd all the people and to see how they made their money and how they started. And
you mean the judge people?
Yeah. All their backstories and kind of where it was for them, where they took off.
The sharks.
You ever done that?
No.
One of the sharks.
Okay.
Cause that's
the fundamental difference, I think.
They say it at the beginning of the show.
No. I wonder, like the Barbara Corcoran. Like, I wonder how.
I listened to her. There's a podcast where she talked about her thing.
Yeah, I've listened to it too. It's How I Built This.
Oh, that's what it's called.
And her story is amazing.
But that's what I do. I do that with TV actors.
Now, see, you're so weird like that. That's why you know everybody.
Yeah, he knows a lot of useless stuff. Which is cool.
I mean, useless.
That's not useless. It is interesting how these sharks like got there.
Well, not even the sharks. I like to see how people made their decisions and either make my decisions based off the things they've done wisely or unwisely.
You learn from them.
Yeah. That's what I'm always trying to do.
Huh.
Or as you say, useless.
I thought you were just learning useless information.
Guys,
what are you laughing at?
Amy and I before the show.
Do you have audio of this?
Well,
rude.
So, listen, rude. What we do is Amy and I. Okay. Amy's my, by the way, my dearest friend.
Mm-hmm, sounds like it.
You are my dearest friend, and that's why I give you a hard time. But we have, every morning, I will sit in my office and just cut like an hour of station liners for all the stations that we're on. It's a wonderful, time-consuming problem to have because it's just so much. I love it because we're on like 140 radio stations.
Pretty
now.
Cool.
Well, so they send Amy some, and Amy's reading them, and these were from our station in Louisville. And so she'd read the first one, like, making your ride into Jeffersonville High School a happier one on 97.5 WAMZ.
Nailed
okay.
it.
Okay. She'd do that one.
Yeah.
Well, then it got to this part where they wanted her to go, ugh, another morning at New Albany High School. Thanks for starting it off with the Bobby Bone Show. But they spelled it UGG, and Amy had such a problem with that. And then she started to get diva about it. What they mean is, ugh.
Okay.
It's spelled UGG.
But I said UGG.
Here.
UGG? UGG. Must be a thing. Ugh, another morning at...
No, like, ugh.
No. That's got an H. It doesn't have an H.
That's it. That's ugh.
Ugh?
Same thing. Ugh.
No, I don't know. I thought it was like their mascot or something. No. I don't know.
Ugh. And then she just didn't do it.
She just skipped the line.
No. Do you want me to tell you which one I skipped? Well, I skipped that one because...
First of all, hold on. Let me tell the story. I'm saying no with her. Yeah. And I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
And so she won't do the Uggs.
Well, because I thought, I was like, who says Ugg? Like, UGG is a shoe. Ugg.
But they meant ugh.
I get it now.
And she says, it must be a thing. Ugg.
I don't know what people, like, sayings are different at different places. And I thought maybe
it's like
they
an hour up the road.
Right, it's right here.
It's not Italy.
I thought they said ugh.
And then there was another one that she just got straight diva on because she was like, this is stupid. Well, this is the liner they wrote, a delicious breakfast in the Bobby Bone Show, a balanced way to start your day at Clarksville High School.
Oh, I like that.
And Amy goes, this is stupid. I'm not reading this.
Wow.
You have audio on that?
Wow. Did I say the word stupid?
Yeah.
I did?
Okay. Or dumb.
Well, let me see.
What?
It's so awesome. I will say.
I sent Ray a note while I was happy. I was like, save this.
I will say, I learned from the best.
Go ahead.
I listened to Bobby Dooliners for, 12 years now. Yes, I did feel ridiculous saying a delicious breakfast in the Bobby Bone Show, a balanced way to start your day, Clarksville High School. I was like, no, I'm not saying that.
That's pretty dumb. I wouldn't have said it either.
See? So then that's
too many pages, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I won't do a commercial. I won't do a liner up. I don't really feel like I would say it.
Right, because I'm like, who talks like that?
Ugh,
so,
right?
I know. Ugh.
You're crazy. Ugh.
So yeah, I decided not to do it.
Yeah, she did. And I'll diva it sometimes, where I'm just like, I don't say that in real life. I'm not saying it on the radio. We don't say things here if we don't say it there. But Amy sometimes, she just go along, but she wasn't saying ugh, man. Yeah. She wasn't having, I even explained it to her. Again, this is a clip of her this morning. Here you go.
Ugh. Ugh. Must be a thing. Ugh. Another morning at...
No, like, ugh.
No. That's got an H. Yeah. It doesn't have an H.
That's it. That's ugh.
Ugh.
Same thing.
No, I don't know. I thought it was like their mascot or something. No. I don't know.
Ugh. So she quit. That was it. So I went and ran the rest of it. Isn't that funny?
You guys sound chirpy in the morning.
Yeah. No,
we're grinding
you
at that
grinding.
Moment.
We're over
so
here telling jokes in the studio.
Oh, yeah. You guys are running and slapped you on the butt.
Yes.
Amy and I are in there for an hour.
Yeah. Don't let my attitude confuse you. I'm just in work mode.
That's right.
I get you.
Anyway, I was happy to see you just kind of commit to who you are, you know? That's all we can be is our best us.
I hope everyone's enjoying their delicious breakfast right now listening to us because we are a balanced way to start your day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That's funny. I always love it when Lunchbox sends me articles because they're always kind of a backhanded, like, hey, he sends me this. Scientists reveal the most common answers why men struggle to find a girlfriend.
Oh, and it's scientific, so.
Yeah. He was like, hey, this is from science, man. This might help you out. You want to hear top five?
Yeah.
You can tell me which one of these that I fall into. Number five is poor flirting skills. Why would you laugh like that, Amy?
Because I'm trying.
Ugh, stop.
I'm trying to think. Like, give me an example of you flirting.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's why I'm like, gosh, have I ever seen Bobby flirt?
I don't know.
Sometimes you tell jokes. I can tell when you're in like...
Oh, flirt mode?
Joke mode. But does he really flirt?
Not
jokes?
Really.
Jokes must be his flirting.
Wait, what are you trying to say, Eddie?
I like your two-handed handshake.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a while.
No, I know.
That's so...
And now you guys call me on it, so it's tough.
I love that one, though. Hi, I'm Bobby. And then you do the two-handed
right
handshake.
Right hand, left hand, that's and right. Squeeze.
I can't do that anymore, though, because you guys... Like, that's... Shut up.
Okay, wait. So five is flirting. I mean, what was it?
Does he fall into that, Amy?
Poor flirting skills.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is article
I mean,
gave
I don't really know your game because it's like you've never.
I don't have.
Never,
doesn't have
I know,
game.
We've
I don't
never
the problem.
We've never flirted, so I don't
like,
know.
How? What?
Because I don't know. You've like your girlfriends. We may be able to ask one of them. Like, how did he get you?
Text message.
That's so rude.
That's a good question.
How do you think I get?
How did he flirt with you? I bet it was like, well, he made me laugh. You know.
I don't know. He touched my hand with both of his hands. He said, "Hi, I'm Bobby."
Okay, number four.
Number four. Recently broke up.
No.
Yeah, I've been out of a relationship for 8 months. Yeah, uh-huh, seven, yeah. 8 months. Number three, low self-esteem or confidence.
What's a fine line? Sometimes
go
you're
ahead.
Super confident
I'm
in certain areas.
With women.
With women, yeah. You what? Fall into that category. Low confidence.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
I should have more, huh? I mean, I've had some really great... I mean, only a few... I don't know. Okay, that's there. The next one is... what are we? Number two?
Mm-hmm.
Awkwardness.
Mm-hmm.
Social awkwardness.
Yep. Yeah.
Socially awkward, mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So you all these so far?
Wow. That's only
so
the top five?
So what does a scientist say if you hit every category? Because we got one left.
You yell bingo.
You win nothing.
Yeah, so there's that one.
Okay.
And then... social awkward, recently broke up, poor flirting. No, I didn't hit recently broke up. We said that was eight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Ago. Yeah, you're clear on that.
No available women.
Oh, no, that's not.
That's not.
No,
that's
there's
not
available.
Definitely not the problem.
Yeah. I mean.
There's a failure. Ocean full of women.
Why don't I find them?
I don't know.
Maybe because of one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That list.
Well, thank you, Lunchbox,
awkward...
for your note over here.
No.
Another one is poor looks.
Rude.
No, he wrote
That's
this.
So
one.
Rude. Scientists. Yeah,
it's written in there.
Let's start to add his own to this
with
one
a crayon.
Yeah.
What?
It's just even...
That's scientists revealing one. Hey, Raymundo's walking in. Hey, Raymundo, why do you think I can't find a girlfriend?
You're just way too busy.
Is that okay? That's fair.
You honestly are. You've got to take a good. Solid weekend after weekend after weekend, go on dates where you're busy all weekend. That's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I met my girl, on the weekend. When did you meet people meet their wives? On the weekend.
I bet.
You know,
a lot of people.
That's a good theory. Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, yeah, tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
This just seems so cold and wrong, but Broncos fans have started a GoFundMe page to raise enough money to buy out the current quarterback's contract.
Well, let's be for real for a second.
That's so rude.
Well, he was drafted in the first round last year. Yeah, he's not played that well. And then they also have another two quarterbacks that are playing better. It's unfair.
What if they raise enough? Could that really happen?
No way.
It's never happened. They're not going to. But yeah, they're being haters a little bit.
I'm like, ouch. Like, that just seems so wrong.
Yeah, they were booing him.
Poor guy.
I you guys see him booing the
place? Yeah.
You need to,
that's tough.
That's
you need
awful.
To lift them up and give them confidence so they can go out there and play.
Oh,
not,
they play better that way?
Yeah.
Is that what happens when you cheer?
If you bring someone down,
You talking about Paxton Lynch? Is there a name on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pax and Lynch. Yeah. Okay. They want to find someone back like they, when they had Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, yeah. Everyone
That's kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah, what
well,
else?
Well, Bobby, you, yeah, you took over for Peyton Manning.
Tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and last year. That's right, for Dollar General event.
Good
yeah.
job, Bones.
Yeah, what else?
Okay, so a 14-year-old is running for governor in Vermont. His name is Ethan. He's too young to vote, but there's like their law doesn't keep him from running at age 14. So.
I decided to run for governor after I saw the failure by so many in politics to work for their constituents instead of working for lobbyists and corporations. I felt like there was a new generation of leadership that could be doing a better job in our state.
Listen,
look
I,
at him
I
at 14.
Would you?
Yeah, just so I don't vote for anybody else. I don't like the politics to me. Just everybody's so having to just owe people to give them money. We're all just in lobbyists. Nothing's real anymore. Mm-hmm. I vote for a dog.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes
that'd be cool.
Cats get voted
yeah. Yeah.
mayor and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I vote for. What else?
Like, I don't even know how that happens, but it does. McDonald's has started testing a new French toast McGriddle. So the normal one comes with like mini pancakes as the buns with some sausage, but this one is going to have bacon and sausage plus eggs and cheese, and it'll be between two pieces of French toast.
Oh, the French toast is interesting. Yeah.
I'm into French toast.
Yeah, me too. I don't eat it a lot, but it's interesting. Yeah, I was reading this story, speaking of food, at Buffalo Wild Wings, and they're going to have probably gambling at their
yes.
restaurant.
What is it?
Genius. I love that.
Huh?
But so,
even in states where gambling is not legal?
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court opened the doors for sports betting across the country now.
Oh.
Buffalo Wild Wings is already looking into putting it in their restaurants. I think it happened in the next 6 months. And so it'll still stay kid-friendly.
Okay.
People- yeah, you can't gamble and hang out with your kids?
Not
yeah.
much.
And he's like,
I do it all the time.
Not much will really change since you can't, you know, there's, go up to the
I
machine,
just feel like it,
money
is
in.
It going to make people more competitive? Like, is there going to be like fights because
yes.
drinking and gambling? And
there's already drinking and
people
games.
Get kicked out. Ray got kicked out of something recently I saw on Instagram.
Ray, did you get Raymond, our audio producer, in the glass room? Did you get kicked out of somewhere?
Yeah, I got kicked out of in Las Vegas, the Link Sportsbook. I can't go back there, I don't think, for the rest of the year.
Why?
I was yelling at the TV, and I had multiple complaints. One security guy came over. He wasn't big enough, so they brought over another guy.
Oh, wasn't big enough. You're a little squirt.
That's dead serious, and they ended up taking me out of there, and they said, you're never welcome back here, and we have your picture.
I believe right. that they monitor faces.
Yeah. No, I think that's been proven.
Yeah.
That they have that technology. I don't think that's a faith thing. I think that's actually they've shown us on 2020.
Yeah, and Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's like Ocean's 11.
Hey, Ray, be good, dude.
Yeah, I know. I just got way too into a bet, had bases loaded with one out, and I couldn't score a run, man.
The problem is if you get in trouble, like, you could get in trouble from the show.
That was a legal thing. That wasn't a show thing. I wasn't giving the show a bad name. It was just me and the sports book. That was the issue.
But didn't some old lady yell at you?
She did. As I was out the door, and I'll respect her for it, she said, get a life.
You respect her.
That's yeah. funny. Ray, just be good, Ray. You're the one I worry about because you're very important. But sometimes you drink too much and you fight or you tweet bad stuff.
I know. I was putting down a Coors Light every time they got a guy on base. They loaded the bases.
Oh.
So nice. I ended up putting down four Coors Lights.
Okay, buddy. Thank you, Raymundo.
It's only three bases.
Heavy drinker, man.
He doesn't care.
He added an extra
just
one.
Just don't get kicked off the show, everybody. Your tweets, your how you...
Wait, what gets us kicked off?
Anything.
Like, oh.
Anything.
Give us an example of a tweet.
Yeah, what are Ray's bad tweets you're talking about?
Doesn't matter. I've had to reach out to Ray, though, and be like, take that down, dude, because there's nudity in it.
Nah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. He just drinks. But speaking of the show, I have to design a new studio for this show.
Oh, you want some input?
I do not. But what I want to build it as, I want to build like a late night TV studio set. It's been my dream forever.
That'd be cool.
So that's kind of the goal right
Dang,
now.
That's cool.
So I'm going to have the desk and here's what it'll basically be. Amy will be like, Ed McMahon's too old of a reference.
What about Conan and Andy Richter?
Okay, fair enough. Right? So you'd be like Andy Richter. In Lunchbox, you'd be like Paul Schaefer.
Okay.
You'd have your spot over there.
Whoa, wait, what?
Amy would be here.
Okay.
And it'd be a big desk. And then everybody else would be who knows?
Can I be the announcer guy, the one that's on the podium?
You stand over by the podium?
Yeah.
Wait, so I'm going to be across the room?
Dude, it's like 10 feet.
But you're going to be playing the piano.
Yeah.
It's this same size. I mean, this can't be too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can like touch each other from everywhere.
But we're all going to be in the same room.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I worried about that a little bit. You're gonna get your own parking spot.
That's true.
Get your own room.
Next thing you know, we're gone.
We're behind a glass wall.
Or a brick wall.
He's just trying to keep germs away.
Now we're talking. I didn't know about that. No. That's a good idea now. Bobby Bone, come on. What are you doing today, Amy?
Working out with my friend Gracie at the house, and then just getting work done before the kids get home from school, and then do dinner, do bath.
You took Gracie Mokler, Steve Mokler's wife?
Yes.
She's still pregnant?
Yeah.
She's had the baby yet?
No, the baby's not due till later. Like, way.
Later today?
No.
Oh.
Like, several months.
Oh, is that how it works?
Like, her baby shower is, like, in November, which she'll be more further along then. But, yeah, we're working out. Do we have to modify some of our moves now? Mm. She's pregnant.
Dang it.
Man, it's rough.
Poor you.
I'm like, okay, fine. What are you doing?
I am hosting an event tonight for Dollar General. I'm doing comedy.
Oh, yeah. Have you done that before? I feel like...
That's a corporate event. Yeah. So they had Peyton Manning for a long time.
Uh-oh.
Then
they switched
hold
it up.
Hold on.
And now you're filling
now
in?
No, I'm not filling in. They're bringing me back again.
Whoa. Yeah, because I was going to say, didn't you do it last year?
I did. And they thought I was funny enough to bring that.
What happened to Peyton Manning?
I think they just decided to move up. You know?
It wasn't funny anymore.
He got the axe. Like, what would Peyton Manning do? Would he just talk?
Yeah, he's funny.
I think. No, I mean, yeah.
No, come on. He's funny in commercials because people
Manning's
write that
famous.
For...
So there's a difference. You can go out there and be super famous and talk, or you can be me and have to struggle and actually be, you know, you can be famous and people are like, oh, I just appreciate you being here. Or you can be me not famous and make them appreciate, hopefully.
Yeah, there. I see that.
It's
That's
a little
cool.
easier for Peyton Manning.
Yeah. But I go, I tell jokes. I do a monologue. Then I come back in the middle of it and do more jokes. And then it's a lot of it's material I wrote just for Dollar General.
Like specifically
cool.
for them?
Some
like
of it
jokes
is, yeah.
about
a lot of it is, yeah.
About them?
Yeah, you have to. It's a corporate gig.
And is Dollar General the place where things are really a dollar or they're not really a dollar?
No, nothing's really like that anymore.
Oh, I thought Dollar Tree was.
It's just a name.
No, general. Like, generally, it's everything's like, a dollar.
Yeah.
No, so, I like the Dollar General right by my house.
Do you?
I do. I hit it up.
Okay.
It's very convenient.
That's what I'm doing tonight. It's not a commercial. I'm just trying to tell
Wait,
you what I'm doing
come?
Tonight. No.
I don't think it's a commercial.
It's for people that, what I think, it's for people that have worked super hard and they get invited to this big corporate event.
Oh.
And they give out awards on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
dang.
And pays the bills.
It does?
Oh, yeah. You can start getting corporate gigs, woo.
How do you get those?
Hey, corporations, hit me up. I'm available.
That's not how it really works, but yeah.
Lunchbox is like, call me.
That's what I'm doing. So if I'm grumpy tomorrow, what's the difference? You know what I mean?
Same old.
Like, what's the difference? We'll see you guys. Listen to the Maddie and Tay Bobbycast. Just search Bobbycast wherever you listen to podcasts. I did an hour with Maddie and Tay just hanging out at the house. I like them. They're good people.
Saw them last night.
Yeah, I did too. I went over and you know who's going to be in this week is John Party over at the house.
Oh, really?
John Party's coming over, yeah.
Love him.
So it's like you really get to know the artist.
Yeah.
More so than we have time for here on the regular radio.
I'm curious to see more about him, like deeper look inside.
Oh, we're doing the show naked.
No, not what I mean.
Oh. All right. I will see you tomorrow.
Never mind.
What's up?
I didn't.
Oh,
that's not
boy.
What I meant.
I got awkward.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.